This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good morning, Rutherford County. And here we are right here in the center of Murfreesboro, and we have Mayor Tommy Bragg on, one of my favorite people. He has got a wit like nobody else has, and I think he inherited it from his dad, because he could come up with more sayings or more funny things. And it's always a pleasure to be with you, Tommy.
Thank you. I hope you had some wonderful holidays and didn't overeat. And I bet you tell that to all your guests, that they all have wonderful wit, and we're glad to have you there.
Actually, I have had tremendous guests. I have been just overrun with people who are so much smarter than me, and I absolutely enjoy it. And they always say, surround yourself with people that are actually brighter than yourself. And it's easy for me. I mean, I can find them on the streets or almost anywhere, and I have such a good time with it. And, you know, I was thinking this morning, for some reason, when I was in my shower and trying to get my eyes open, as I have to early in the morning sometimes.
Sleep out, yep.
Yes, yes. And I was thinking about this time of year, it's a time for some reason for me, reflections. And I think back how fortunate I've been with my family, and all the things that I have learned from them, and all the joys that I had. And I know that you probably do the same thing, because we kind of, in some ways, are alike, because we were blessed to have special people in our family that gave us guidance over the years.
Parents and grandparents.
Yes.
And it is an exceptional benefit, of course, starting out. You used to say that you were born perhaps with a silver spoon in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But most of us know that parental guidance and good grandparents and staying together family-wise makes a huge difference. And of course, my family goes back to Cannon County. A lot of folks have taken the highway down from Woodbury. When they got $10 in their pockets, they'd figured out they got all the money they were going to get out of Cannon County, and so they'd come to Murfreesboro and try to make a living in Rutherford County. And that's what my granddaddy did back in the 20s. Mm-hmm. Of course, my dad kind of followed him in that business. We saw a letter the other day. My mother passed away this year, and going kind of through her things.
Sweet lady.
You find some things, but there was a letter from somebody saying that my daddy wasn't doing all he should do as an intern with the Tennessee Press Association in Knoxville in 1940.
Oh.
And so it's kind of funny to go back to those days, because you look up to your parents, to go back to the parents that made such an influence on you, and then find out that they probably got criticized every once in a while, too. We have been fortunate. We've been fortunate to be born not only in Murfreesboro, in Tennessee, in the United States of America, but at a time when we live better than kings and queens mm-hmm. in most generations never lived. I mean, we've just really been very fortunate.
And we came through the best of times. Of course, I remember I was born just before World War II, mm-hmm. and all the things that have gone on in other countries that our nation had to be involved in one way or the other. But we have seen things changed so drastically, especially over the last 15 or 20 years, because I think back to when your dad had the paper in Cannon County, and Cannon County for years was one of those counties that did not want to grow. They really didn't. They liked the way things were. Mm-hmm. Their lives were simple. And there's been other counties around us, but Cannon County is so special. I've always considered it a part of Rutherford County, but it had a different view than Rutherford County.
A little more
had.
Rural,
yeah.
And certainly enjoyed that ability for those families to stay there. Mm-hmm. And you know, they were open and friendly, and the businesses were good mm-hmm. and solid. I always said the South benefited from air conditioning. And one thing that Cannon County struggled with was it didn't have too many flat spots. And if you were going to open a business, or if you're going to open some kind of manufacturing interest, or if you were going to build a hospital for that matter, you had to have a flat spot. Mm-hmm. And Cannon County doesn't have too many flat spots.
No, it doesn't.
So I think that hurt Cannon County a little bit, and being off the interstate hurt. I know Mr. Jim Cummings got him an exit off the interstate when Murfreesboro didn't want all the interstate interchanges. Mm-hmm. Ernest Crouch up in Warren County got Warren County one interstate interchange. That's why when you go to Manchester, you'll notice they've got about five or six interchanges out there for a town of about 12,000-15,000 people. But Cannon County wanted to stay like they were. They liked the place. They mm-hmm. enjoyed it, and it's a solid community. People pay their bills, and we've had a lot of folks from what I call the reverse migration out of Rutherford County go back up to Cannon County because they have hollers and hills and a little relief that we don't have in the surface here. It's kind of flat in Murfreesboro, whereas Cannon County got a little relief. You can go up and down. It's a great place to be from. It's a great place to live.
Well, I know your dad loved it, and of course, being in the family, and with the paper there, he had the heartbeat of Cannon County right there at his business, and he maintained that. It's so funny how, to me, it's almost like a double-edged sword, because your dad loved Cannon County, because I remember talking to him and listening to him talk about Cannon County. But yet then they build that big four-lane, almost like an interstate, between Murfreesboro and Woodbury.
Yeah.
And you think about, well, that is going to change Cannon County drastically, because now they have that real quick open-ended trip into Rutherford County. Well, that's going to do what you've said a minute ago, the reverse cycle, where people, well, maybe even businesses and things would go into Cannon County. But I'm not too sure that's happening.
Well, again, it's access. It's a particular type of lifestyle that people who live there enjoy. Mm-hmm. And they realize that they're going to have to give up a little of their personal time to drive to get a different job, a better paying job, mm-hmm. or a job that suits them better. But it's really good for Rutherford County to have such a close connection. And we see that with all the surrounding counties, Coffee County, Bedford County, DeKalb County. I mean, we get a lot of interplay from a lot of those folks. And it's funny, we think in Murfreesboro, traffic's bad, and certainly at certain times of the day it's worse than others. But a lot of people come into Rutherford County to shop because we mm-hmm. have a lot of stores, and they really don't consider the traffic a problem because they can get into Rutherford County to shop where they can't get into Davidson County, and they don't want to go further afield. So we're fairly fortunate, but it is nice that we have a county that's been a feeder county for so many years, and all of us are kind of interrelated if you want to go back to the early days. But really, when my granddad had started in the business world, he had to promote. There weren't as many advertising mm-hmm. venues as we have today. And I remember my dad telling me that he had an old Morris automobile, mm-hmm. That he had a car sign on the back of it talking about a radio station that he owned and operated in Cannon County. Mm-hmm. And that was a way to get people to know what was going on. You could look at the newspaper, or you could advertise on the radio, or you put a little card on the back of your car and advertise a grocery store or something else like that. Interestingly, we really don't allow that in the city of Murfreesboro anymore. You can put on a vehicle what the purpose of that vehicle is. So mm-hmm. if you're driving a truck making deliveries for a printing company or for a grocery, you can put that on there. But just to ride around with signs on your vehicles, you can't do that so much anymore.
You know, we've become a society of gripers. We really have. You know, we've got it made better than anybody. We're in the best place in the world to live right here in Murfreesboro and in Rutherford County. And then you start talking about the traffic starting at 4 o'clock or whatever, or after school when the universities, all the kids let out. But we really are blessed. If you think about it, for what that traffic is meaning to you as far as slowing you down, is helping you in a whole lot of other ways. If you get behind a car at Coffee County, don't fuss at it. Just be happy they're over here spending their money. And it's making our lifestyle so much better. It really
is.
Well,
I look at Davidson County and I think of what I call the hollowing out of the retail and some of the commercial interests in Davidson County. Mm-hmm. And I know when I was a child, if you were going to go to the dentist for orthodontics, mm-hmm. to have braces, you had to go to Nashville. You had to.
Yeah.
If you were going to go shop at a big department store, now Goldstein's was an excellent store and we had other small stores, but mm-hmm. if you wanted a big store, you had to go to Nashville.
Kane Sloan, Harvey's.
And the interesting thing was that when you went down there and shopped, you gave Davidson County all of your sales tax.
Right.
And so then you'd come home and wonder why we didn't have any money to spend in Rutherford County. It's because all our sales tax had gone down to Davidson County. Well, it's kind of evolved where now Davidson County doesn't get as much sales tax from the surrounding counties. The surrounding counties, what I call the donut counties, mm-hmm. get that sales tax dollar because those 8 or 9 counties that are very close to Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, they come here and shop. And they leave us their sales tax dollars, and then they go home. And, of course, they're trying to raise their kids in their mm-hmm. school, their educational attainment. And they don't have as many dollars because they don't get to shop at home as much as we do here in Rutherford County.
And Murfreesboro has become a major player over the last 10 or 15 years. And you have really done a great job, and all the city councilmen. And it's so fun to listen to you guys as you're planning things out. And when you look at it, the growth has so many aspects to it. That you're in the mayor is not a full-time job, supposedly.
Right.
But
right.
It really is. I mean, you're attacking problems all the time, not only for now, but 15, 20 years from now.
Well, certainly I'm listening all the time.
You're right.
And, and I've heard so many people lately that have said, when is it all going to stop? When can we stop? Now, on the other hand, you've got people say, our economy is great, mm-hmm. we're doing fine. Other people say, you know, the economy is not good. We need to do something to improve the economy. And then we have the other folks who say, how can we stop it? Mm-hmm. We don't need this other Walmart. We don't need any more traffic. And it's really a kind of a conundrum to try to give people a choice to what they want. I used to be in the printing business, and we didn't regulate legitimate business. And there was a printing company on every corner. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a sheriff on every corner, but there was a printing company on it that I had to compete with, mm-hmm. whether they knew their business or they didn't know their business. And I'm sure everybody that's a hairstylist or everybody that's got a tanning salon, anybody's got a card shop, anybody's got a pizza restaurant would like to make sure that we don't have any more card shops, tanning beds, pizza restaurants. Mm-hmm. But we don't regulate legitimate business. And if people would understand that you can't stop. I mean, the way I always say that we could stop a lot of this in-migration into Rutherford County is we double the tax rate, we cut police and fire in half, and we close the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Now that, I think, would set some people on end, and they'd look at this as not being quite as attractive place to live, and they probably wouldn't want to come here anymore.
Actually, it's the perfect place when you think about it. It really is.
A lot of ways.
Because you got everything in place to make it all affordable.
Yeah, it is affordable. There's diversity here. Mm-hmm. The university brings us a tremendous number of diverse ideas, cultural opportunities, sports opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can look across this whole area, this whole region, and see what MTSU adds not only to the economy but to the cultural significance of Middle Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
in helping us maintain and preserve what's come before, but in helping us look to the future to make to have business and economic research for the future, to see how we need to grow in the future. We're doing a community asset study right now that MTSU is doing for us to see what we need in Rutherford County. Where are our strengths? Where are our weaknesses? And it's a snapshot. I mean, nobody's going to agree with all of it, but there are some things I'm sure we could do as a government that we need to do that we're not focusing on, and we're going to ask MTSU to help us do that. Our Chamber of Commerce and our cities and the county are working together on this community assessment needs, and I'm looking forward to that. It'll be about 12 months before we get the results of that. But I'm really looking forward to that as we look to the future of what we do need to add, because we do think everything's great in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, but I'm sure there are other areas that we need to work on.
You almost have to be a magician sometimes, but I look at it like this. You bring in these major businesses, major stores, which are extremely attractive to all the surrounding counties that want to come in here. They're all looking for bargains or maybe a certain style of things. They come there. But yet you have your small businesses in here that have deep roots, that have been here for years and years. And WGNS, of course, is one of them. And they're able to flourish in here because they still have that relationship with all of their old customers that have been three or four generations,
right,
and they're still able to do well.
And that's part of the diversity.
Yeah.
I mean, we have different types of housing, we have different types of roads, we have different kinds of people, we have different kinds of businesses, and we're not just tied or limited in Rutherford County to what's here. We have a tremendous variety of things, and I think that's what brings people here. We've got a greenway. A lot of people don't have greenways. They don't understand how to bring
one
their river back.
One of the best things that we have around here.
To clean up the river and bring it back into the forefront. We've got excellent schools, got good roads. I think we have good government in most instances. Remember, we elect ourselves. I mean, we're the ones that get elected to serve, and we are a reflection.
Of course, you're a non-party person, thank goodness.
That's right, non-partisan is a wonderful word.
Yes.
Well, I think we would get along a lot better. I'm interested to see an experiment they're having in California right now. You know, their party affiliation really doesn't make any difference. They have an open primary now where you can be a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent and run, and the top vote-getters get elected regardless of what their party is. And I think that may be a good way to look at it. But, of course, they'll have maybe a Republican lieutenant governor and a Democrat for the governor or vice versa. But I think that's maybe a way where we don't get so tied into national politics.
Yes.
Let's talk about local politics.
Right.
What are the things that we need locally?
And has nothing to do with national politics.
Absolutely nothing to do with it. And all of us know that we get questioned every day whether we're a D or an R or whether we're an I. But I want to know whether you're going to work for Murfreesboro. Are you going to make Rutherford County better? Are you going to make sure that the state government recognizes the economic benefits of Rutherford County and what this university brings, and get enough of the resources from the state that they provide to be commensurate with the level of support that we need to make sure MTSU is an outstanding school. If you think about it, UT's got 21,000 undergraduate students. Middle's got almost 26,000 now. The classroom space that all the higher education schools in the state have is almost twice and sometimes three times what the classroom space is at MTSU. Even after the science building is opened, MTSU will have half of the classroom space that the other Tennessee Board of Regents schools have.
That's amazing.
And it's interesting. I know State Representative Womack was on in the previous hour, and I've heard him complain that we've had tuition increases, and parents want to know, why is it so expensive to go to school? Well, our sales tax collections across the state have been very limited in the last 5 years. They've been down from what they were the previous 5 years. And somebody's got to pay that bill. And if the state doesn't support higher education, then our students have to make up that difference. And it's really hard for us, I think, in Murfreesboro to understand that, because we just haven't felt the pinch quite as much as a lot of other people have. And again, we still have people who want it to stop, and then you got people who are starting out in business who really want new customers, and that's what business is all about. So we try to create a balance in Murfreesboro, and I know Rutherford County does the same thing. So we're very fortunate to be here, I think.
Yes, we are. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Mayor Tommy Bragg.
Slick Pig Barbecue. Down on East Main, there's pork, beef, chicken, and wings. sauce too good to be true.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the Catfish Special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all-you-can-eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw.
Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Are you ready to harness the power of the internet to make your business succeed? Find out how. Attend a free online marketing seminar for local business success. Register at ybseminars.com. Yellowbook 360 is a leading provider of customized marketing tools and services, including local online search, websites, SEM, SEO, direct mail, social media tools, and more. Get what your business needs to succeed. Register at ybseminars.com. That's ybseminars.com.
Registration for the second annual Special Kids Race presented by MMC is now open. With a sold-out first-year event, mark your calendar for Saturday, March 23, 2013, and choose from one of three distances, the 1-mile fun run, the 5K, or the 15K. Registration is limited to 3,000 participants, so don't miss out on one of Murfreesboro's biggest races. With your help, Special Kids can reach even more children with special needs. Register today at specialkidsrace.org and run for the kids.
It's time for the 8th annual Polar Bear Golf Scramble on January 19th at Indian Hills Golf Course. The tournament is presented by the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club. All proceeds go toward the prevention of child abuse at the Exchange Club Family Center. The cost is $75 per player or $300 per team. It includes breakfast, lunch, and a whole bunch of prizes. So put on your warm hunting clothes, keep that gun in the safe, and knock the dust off those golf clubs. Join us for the 8th annual Polar Bear Golf Scramble, January 19th at Indian Hills Golf Course.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written on all over it. All backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All Sports Talk with Buddy Hill and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 2 on WGNS.
AM, FM, online.
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Jim Williams. A Middle Tennessee State student has died in a West Tennessee car crash. Police say 19-year-old Taylor Stallman lost control of the car she was driving on an icy road and was thrown out this week when she crashed into a 30-foot ditch. Officers say Taylor had not been wearing her seatbelt. The suspect, the boyfriend, he's now accused of killing a Smyrna woman.
Police say Maria Lambert was found beaten and stabbed yesterday morning inside her house. Carrie Tomlin, who was in a relationship with Lambert, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder.
TRN's Dan Item. Doctors are telling patients who haven't yet had a flu shot to get one as soon as you can. The flu season continues to sicken people all across the Volunteer State. Federal Centers for Disease Control says Region 4, including Tennessee and neighboring Kentucky, has elevated cases of flu all across the region. And the day after Christmas is usually the second busiest day for holiday travel, but some ran into flight delays and cancellations due to winter weather nationwide Wednesday. At Nashville International Airport, about 37 flights in and out were either canceled or delayed.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-841-0280. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-841-0280. Call 800-841-0280. That's 800-841-0280.
Authorities are looking for a Tennessee inmate who took off in Bowling Green, Kentucky on Wednesday. He was Stevie Robertson, who was in the Bluegrass State with his father-in-law for a doctor's appointment. When they stopped at a fast food restaurant, Robertson ended up taking off on foot. The Battle of Franklin Trust says it's found 30 previously unknown turn of the century, the 20th century, photographs. The Trust's Eric Jacobson says those pictures are of the Franklin battlefield, the Carter House, and the Confederate Cemetery, most taken in 1904, but some date back to 1899. In sports, Darrell Wright scored 28 points, Spencer Hawes 20. The Philadelphia 76ers snapped a six-game road losing streak in the NBA last night, beating the Grizzlies 99-89 at FedEx Forum. Jim Williams, Tennessee Radio Network News.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, and the Omni Hot Restaurant in Smyrna.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Looking ahead at Good Neighbor Events, the 150th commemoration of the Battle of Stones River takes place on the days that it actually occurred. December 31st of 1862 is when it all began, and continued for 3 days, ending on January the 2nd, 1863. This was the bloodiest encounter in the Civil War. And on those days at the Stones River battlefield, there will be reenactors, special talks, walks with rangers, historical presentations in the museum and visitor center, and so much more. Make it a point to step back in local history at the Stones River National Battlefield. There's an art show in the Murfreesboro City Hall Rotunda now through January the 4th. The show is entitled Painting the Presidents, and it features the artwork of Bob Gray. Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., now through January the 4th in the Murfreesboro City Hall Rotunda. The Master Gardener's Garden Basics class begins January the 26th. If you hurry quickly, you can still sign up. Call the Lane Agri Park at 898-7710. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
Weather Eye.
As we head towards the afternoon, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 30s. And cloudy skies for tonight will dip down to a low near 27 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 34.
That update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com. Again, that's progressive.com.
You're listening to The Truman Show on WGNS, AM and FM. Now, back to Truman Jones.
And welcome back with Mayor Tommy Bragg. And we want to let you know this part of his show is brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive. When you need car repairs, you want someone you can trust. Murfreesboro Automotive is that place. Chuck Haynes has a staff of certified technicians that can fix anything. From the simple oil change to major auto repair, Murfreesboro Automotive is the only place you need. Murfreesboro Automotive, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's on to Ridgely Road. I heard a rumor that, you know, you guys are always looking for ways to make sure that you don't have to raise taxes from year to year. I mean, you've done a tremendous job. I don't know if many cities have been able to do what you've been able to do. When you start having your meetings, Are you going to start having sponsors, and y'all are going to have little placards put up around the wall and pay for the meetings and things like that? Is that true or not true?
Well, there's two sides to that, as you know. One of them is the fact that you're using public's property for advertising space and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And of course, some taxpayers would appreciate that, and they'd think that would be a good opportunity. The other side of that says that you need to raise the revenue and spend the revenue that you have and spend it the best way you can. If Murfreesboro needs it, then Murfreesboro needs to pay for it.
Yeah.
And there are always ways. And I think the main thing that we try to do in the city is that if we provide a service, obviously we try to make sure that those that receive the benefit of that service pay for it. And if you look at our solid waste pickup, costs about $3 a month for solid waste pickup. And it's not an expensive program. If you look at our street maintenance, we use some state gas tax money, but we also have some local money that we put in and take care of our streets, our signs, pick up leaves, pick up yard waste. But we ask our residents to pay a small price for that. And instead of going out and begging our local businesses to give us gravel or give us bricks or give us wood or do something like that, we try to spend the monies wisely that the taxpayer gives us and then not put that burden on our other taxpaying businesses or residents unless they're receiving part of the service. So some things have user fee on them. Most things do not.
Yeah, improvements are always maybe going to cause you a little bit of time wasted or maybe inconvenience you a little bit. And I remember when you would come off of Broad on to what was that, Manny, I think, going through there, that was always my shortcut to go into town.
Right.
And then you guys started improving it with the, it is absolutely beautiful through there. I mean, it is, it's like going through another world now. And you think back, you know, the little inconvenience that you had really didn't matter. And now you're having to get into these major things because of the tremendous growth, and you're having to adjust and adapt to make sure that the city, it remains one of the nicest places in the world to live. And you're going to have to tackle this thing, not just because of you, because of the state on Broad Street, which has always been an area where everything feeds into it.
As I get older and as I listen to more people, but the getting older makes me not so interested as a resident in changing anything because I'm old and I don't want to change it. But I have to think about those 40-year-olds who have business and children in schools. I have to think about those 20-year-olds who are looking for work. And you need to make those changes that will be significant for them in the future. If you put those changes off, there is a price to be paid for it. And I look at, in some instances, and people will not agree with me, but Haynes Drive is one of those streets that needs to be improved. Right. There is a lot of traffic through there. But all of the people who live along that road don't call that an improvement. They call it a disruption. It's an inconvenience. It changes their yardscape. We think there are benefits if you look at that. But when we change DeJarnet, there were several people who really didn't want us to make any additions or what we call improvements to DeJarnet. But it is an excellent road now. It's well prepared to be there for 50 years and be a good feeder road. And Haynes is going to have to go through that again. There are other streets that we do the same thing. We'll continue on to North Manny to get it improved. The difficulty when you go into neighborhoods and make changes is you disrupt the people along that road. And I can understand that. It just makes a mess. You're relocating utilities. Maybe electricity will be off for several hours. Your phone service will be disrupted. But some of those things for the greater good really need to be done, and they need to be done now. Possibly the bridge over Broad Street should have been done several years ago. I think we put it off probably about as long as we could. It will be an improvement for Broad Street. I don't know that it'll change much on Old Fort and Memorial, but Broad Street will not have that traffic backup that we see now. And that, I think, is going to be improvement for our city.
You don't think we'll ever have to widen Broad Street?
We will, in fact, widen it with exit and entrance ramps mm-hmm. and double turn lanes on Broad that we don't have now. We only have single turn lanes mm-hmm. on Broad Street. Right. So Broad Street, maybe a little further out, might get a little bit. But I think if we can get this traffic straightened out at Broad Memorial mm-hmm. and Old Fort, then that will show us where we need to go next. I mean, if you think about it, you have a choke point going out toward Manchester Highway.
Yeah.
When you get to Manny, mm-hmm. that becomes a choke right there. The lanes are very narrow. I haven't looked at the accident reports. Most people know they got to be paying attention going through there. But Thompson Lane is another road that needs to be improved. County Farm, when we get Joe B. Jackson coming around from I-24, will be very nice. When people discover all of the benefits of Veterans Parkway, mm-hmm. And those are all city-funded projects. Those are things that the state didn't help us with. Those are things the federal government didn't help us with. The city funded all of those things. And the main benefit is to those who use those roads. And I think there'll be great opportunities for everybody to kind of lessen what we call the traffic load in Murfreesboro.
And that's amazing because those are very costly ventures, but yet you're still able to maintain that status quo because of all the businesses.
Well, and the interesting thing is the longer you delay, the more the project costs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I've said many times, used to be if you wanted a new road through a field, it would take 3 years, 4 years to get it funded and mm-hmm. to get it built. It went from 3 to 5 years, then to 5 to 7, then to 7 to 10, and now it's 10 to 12 or 15 years before you can get a road changed, especially mm-hmm. an old road that needs to be changed. We're looking at Cherry Lane, for instance, a project to get Cherry Lane extended to 840. And we've got about $25 million budgeted in capital improvement plan mm-hmm. in the future to extend it past the Cherry Lane soccer parks mm-hmm. and the neighborhood park that's out there all the way over to 840. There's no interchange there either. We've got to get the state to go ahead and help us get an interchange out there. But so many people in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County are hindered because they have to go right through the middle of Murfreesboro to get to the north side of Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. Sulphur Springs Road is nice, but it's not a big road, and it takes a lot of time and effort to get through there. So if we could take Cherry Lane straight across and widen it out to 5 lanes and get it out to the interstate, a lot of people would have a little less time involved in their commute.
Well, we have a caller on the line, and we're going to get right back to that. Mayor, got to put her ears on. And now, caller, welcome aboard with Mayor Tommy Bragg.
Yes, sir. Mayor Bragg, the schools have, like SRO officers, like the Sheriff Department has, and the schools, city schools?
Our city schools do not, and it's an interesting question that was very important when I ran for mayor in 2002. One of the when I was campaigning, I went out and talked to all of our principals at the time, and I talked to our school director, Ms. Mathis, at the time, and asked them if they thought it would be good to have SROs in our city schools. And the answer I got was they appreciated the thought, and they had considered it themselves, but if it cost money out of the school budget or out of the city's budget, there were other things that they would put higher on a priority list. And that would be either school resources or upkeep and maintenance or something like that. I want to commend our police department and our fire and rescue department because they have provided excellent response time. We also have DARE officers in our fifth grade classes in all of the city schools, and those officers are in the school quite often. So the principals and the director at the time, now that was 2002, and certainly we can go back and look at it again, but because those schools were located in the city and because the city police response time was very quick, they decided that there were officers either on the street or close to the school who could be called in at a moment's notice, and that would be the best way to continue to handle that as opposed to having an officer in the school. Another thing, and I'm sure Truman is aware of this too, the older students in some instances need some supervision, some discipline. And it's nice to have an older officer in the schools where you have older children. We had, of course, a K-6 system, and in that instance of trying to determine where we needed people and where we needed resources, we determined at the time not to put SROs in our city schools.
Mayor, what is your thought on this gun thing for teachers? I don't think it should be done myself.
Well,
before y'all came on, that gentleman talked like he was going to try to get all the teachers armed, and I think that's a very bad idea myself. And thank you very much for your time.
Well, I appreciate the call, and it's something that we think about all the time. Obviously, security for our schools is one of the most important things that we do as a city government. We want safe, affordable neighborhoods where people feel safe in their house and where they feel safe taking their children to school. I certainly respect the legislature. I think sometimes, and we see this in national politics, we see it in local politics, when there is an event, there is almost an overreaction to what has happened. I hope in this instance we don't see an overreaction. I feel like that our county school superintendents, I feel like our city school superintendents, I feel like our legislators want those schools to be safe. And I think in working together, we can come up with a solution if there is a problem. We certainly had and saw a problem in Connecticut, saw one in Colorado. I'm just not sure how that you deal with that responsibly. But I know our legislators will look to have a solution that fits every instance. I'm sure they will.
One thing I might say, I'll call you mayor on this one.
All right.
Is that the relationship between officers in schools is very special. And the young people love to go talk to the officers and tell them things that they would not tell anybody else. A lot of their conversations are in private, and it's amazing how much those officers learn what's going on with the kids, their families, and other things that are going on in the schools. So the information that they receive and the relationship that they build is something that we felt like it would happen when we put the officers in the school, but it was so much better. And anything, a lot of the trouble, you know, we're talking about the elders, you do have some problems within the schools, no matter what grade level it is right now, especially with the way things are. But it's a lot of your problems now that we've found out are actually coming from outside the school into the school. And when they come into that environment, a lot of times it does cause problems. And it's just like in a situation where we're talking about where people commit these heinous crimes, they're usually mentally imbalanced. And everybody's talking about doing away with guns and all that stuff, but the thing about it is when people buy handguns, rifles, and things like that, the one thing that you cannot check is a person's mental problems.
Capacity.
You cannot check those. I mean, I have been part of that over the years, and it's something, if they want to look at some type of legislation, and like you say, the pendulum always swings too drastically one way or the other when something like that happens, and we should never be a nation that gets involved in a knee-jerk type reaction when things happen, because they are rare. But when they happen, you would like to have something on board, teachers training and things like that. I do not feel comfortable with the teachers being armed, because if you have officers in the schools, then you have the teachers that are trained each year on how to react to extraordinary circumstances. And you know as well as I do that once you're trained to do something, it comes ingrained in how you react to things, and you're able to do it so much better.
Right.
But, you know,
Well, you taught me that from the very beginning when I got elected and we had conversations. Mm-hmm. You told me that those officers heard things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think probably most residents understand that so much that law enforcement does is given by tips.
Right.
I mean, and it's
can't work without it.
Yeah, right. It's frustrating when you get robbed, but if you have no idea who did it, mm-hmm. or how they did it, mm-hmm. there's not going to be much way to try to figure out who did it.
Right.
And the nice thing about having those officers in the school is a lot of the camaraderie and mm-hmm. the tips. And it's the same thing with our DARE officers mm-hmm. in the fifth grade. We try to teach our school students that these are people who can be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't trust law enforcement, somebody else is in charge.
Right.
Somebody else is making decisions. And our law enforcement may not be perfect, but we certainly know what the rules are and how they're supposed to operate. Mm-hmm. When somebody else is taking over a neighborhood or taking over a business or anything else, then you don't know that. So that's one of the things that we try to do. But we try to keep our response time for the city police very close and close during school times. And certainly we'll continue to monitor that to see if we need to make any changes.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Mayor Tommy Bragg.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-888. My Roscoe.
Southern Community Bank, unlike all the rest. Beverly Barker, branch manager.
Southern Community Bank is a strong, independent community partner with a simple philosophy. Keep banking hassle-free for people who just want to be treated well.
We're unlike all the rest. Our services are intuitive. Our team is friendly. Our approach is refreshing, and our service is clearly unique.
We're located at 1950 Old Fort Parkway, next to the DoubleTree Hotel.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing
Lender. It's time, Blue Raiders.
Close out the year and support your Blue Raider basketball teams as they hit the court for big Sun Belt matchups in Murphy Center. The women take on North Texas on Thursday, December 27th at 7 o'clock, while the men battle FIU on Saturday the 29th at 5 o'clock. Then they take on North Texas on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. Tickets are just $10.
Show your true blue. Support your Blue Raiders. Tickets available at GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Go Blue Raiders.
Talking with Dr. Rishi Saxena, board-certified cardiologist, the first to acquire the 64-slice CT scan and still the only one in the area that can decipher the information.
I'm the most trained guy. I'm board-certified in heart CT. Nobody else is in this area.
Before heart catheterization or stress test, call 896-4800. This CT scan only takes minutes, no needles, and it could show early signs other tests miss.
We are the only one who are trained to find plaque buildup earlier.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality, protection, and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
Be independent, Claiborne & Taylor.
Some of the best food in town is at Stones River Manor.
I like the lunch meal. Today we're having chicken, and I like baked chicken better than fried chicken. I love to play the piano for people. They enjoy the music, and I enjoy all the entertainment that goes on in the manor.
Everyone loves Stones River Manor. Stop by for a tour.
Weatherize.
As we head towards the afternoon, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the upper 30s. And cloudy skies for tonight will dip down to a low near 27 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 34.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
It's The Truman Show, a look at the people and news shaping Rutherford County with Truman Jones.
Good now. All right. Welcome back with us. We have Mayor Tommy Bragg, and we have a phone call. Caller, welcome aboard with Mayor Tommy Bragg.
Good morning.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Great. Good, Casey. How are you?
Hey, I've heard one of the best solutions to the answer of the problem, what one of y'all said a few minutes ago. You can give people guns, you can give them permits, and give them anything you want to give them, but you can't, you don't never know what type of brain they have.
Right.
That is the truth right there. Nobody has the answer, because you know what I heard you all talking about? So many people keep saying about putting, giving teachers guns. We already had guns in school, and they're still shooting. So the guns are not the answer. You know, everybody's trying to come up with, we need to put more guns out, we need to do this. Guns is not, people, we already got enough trouble with guns.
Right.
It's a mindset.
It is.
I told them the other day at my family gathering, we said, what has happened? Y'all check us out for a second. You know, the Bible says a person's word is their bond, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But you know, it's funny, in America, all you got to do is go and sign for something, and they're just about to give you anything. And then think about this, you all. But everybody, 70% of the people in America is deeply in debt, right?
Well, they are in debt.
They're signed for it, but their word, they ain't telling no truth about it, amen?
Maybe. That's right.
Y'all have a good day.
Happy
you
holidays.
Too, Casey.
Enjoy it.
Got to have Casey on. You know, he's got a great feeling for music. He's a great musician. He really is.
We need to get him on and play.
Well, I've been trying to. I've talked to him. I told him, get you guys together and come on, and we'll just have a big gig right here.
He probably doesn't want to pay for free. That free word bothers him, probably.
Oh.
He'd like to be compensated.
Oh, I thought maybe you were saying that he needed to pay me. No, that's not going to work,
is
it?
That's a possibility.
I already got this sign, and I wanted to get into something, and I'll have you back on later, and we'll talk about that, is the square.
Yes.
The square is an interesting situation because, as you know, everybody else knows, everything bottlenecks up there. It's not built for traffic. It really isn't. Right. Everything, and we're having government, more government buildings coming on there, and it seems like everything seems to evolve. It's like a magnet that draws anything in there that has anything to do with city or county or government or whatever. And I was just wondering, is there a long-range plan anywhere that is going to address that situation, working with you and the county and others on where will the courthouse stand as far as how it deals with the public 50 years from now?
There is no long-range plan that I am aware of.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we look at in Murfreesboro is neighborhoods,
mm-hmm.
and the square is a neighborhood.
Yes.
And it is a neighborhood unlike any other neighborhood, just like so many of our neighborhoods
mm-hmm.
Are different from one another. And I don't know that there's any way that we can preserve it any better than the way we worked on it 30 years ago through our Main Street program.
Mm-hmm.
It may become just a shopping district. It may maintain its legal judicial interests through the years.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, I'm sure the county's going to figure out that they need some additional space, some additional security, and move it somewhere else. That may be the death knell of that neighborhood as we know it today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still very vibrant. It's still very important, I think, and people enjoy coming down there and kind of revisiting a day gone by. So that's the best that I can tell you.
You know, I still enjoy on Christmas Eve driving around the square, looking at all the old buildings, heading down East Main Street and over in the neighborhoods there. There is something special. Maybe it's because I'm one of the old Rutherford Countyans, but I always seem to head that way.
Well, you get a different feeling.
Yeah, you
it
do.
Has a different ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I thought briefly about doing when I got to be in our bicentennial was giving one day where we drove backwards around the square.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may remember that one time there was two-way traffic on the square, but now it's one-way, and I always thought that might be a way to remember the Bicentennial. But it's a great neighborhood.
I'll have you back on, and we'll talk about some of the fun things.
That'll be fun.
Okay.
All right.
See you guys in the morning at 9 o'clock. We have Mr. Dan Whittlem.